The red sky was slowly taking over the blue one. The rattlesnake was on the road in front of the apartment building and was coiled up, rattling and hissing. Raiko was coming. By then, we were surrounded by a bunch of Raiko's goons, and they had long, pointy spears and were bugging the snake. Without hesitation, the snake quickly grabbed them and squeezed them all together until they eventually broke their backs. And then he threw them about a football field away. As the red grew near, I told Masa to go evacuate the town. He nodded and took off. I hopped on the snake's neck, grabbed onto its scales, and he took off to the skies. We went just below the clouds so that we could find where Raiko was. First we looked towards the red, but we saw nothing. Then we turned around, and there was the dragon, black as the night, with a swarm of miniature ones surrounding him. I turned to see Masa running towards the dragon. I followed by many villagers. No! I said to myself. They were running right